One moment, please. Good evening from the White House in Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
My fellow citizens, tonight, although I am speaking to the whole nation, I am thinking of my hometown. And I hope as you listen, each one of you will think of your hometown. I speak for the American community and for two great organizations that grew out of it and are a part of it. The Community Chest and the United Service Organizations. The Community Chest inspires all citizens to work together and give together for the health and happiness of the whole community. And the USO is one of the most notable examples in our day of a generous community spirit which goes beyond the hometown boundaries. A spirit which brings the universal hometown touch to millions of servicemen and women who are far from home. During these next few weeks, in cities and towns all over this country, more than 1 million volunteers, men and women, will ask their fellow citizens to give generously to a great project, that of raising $170 million by voluntary gifts to maintain the work of Community Chest Red Feather Health and Welfare Services. We must continue to provide neighborhood services and neighborhood hospitality to our home folks still away from home. Our people still engaged in the unfinished business of the war need the USO. That is why, at the urgent request of General Eisenhower, Admiral Nimitz, General Bradley, and the servicemen and women themselves, I have personally asked the USO to continue its work through 1947. Picture to yourself the folks served by the USO. There is your hometown veteran lying in the hospital with a fractured spine or having his face remodeled to remove the effects of a Jap or Nazi shell or learning to use artificial arms or legs. USO camp shows come to his bedside regularly with entertainment and cheer. There are more than 200,000 men like him in the Army, Navy, and Veterans Hospitals. There's the young soldier just inducted, not very sure of himself. He needs a place to relax, to have good, honest fun. A place where he can meet the kind of men and women you would want him to meet at home. The USO provides that place. There are the servicemen and women overseas, longing for the little things that mean home. There are the soldiers and sailors on pass or furlough who need lodgings or a snack to eat between trains. There are the service wives and families traveling to meet their loved ones. Those are the people you help when you give to the USO. I like the campaign slogan this year. Everybody gives, everybody benefits. It marks a significant change in our thinking about the word charity. Today, our contributions to the Community Chest are not alms given by the wealthy few to the poor. This government, through its public welfare program, has long since accepted this responsibility to see that no citizen need face hunger, unemployment, or a destitute old age. The word charity has regained its old true meaning, that of goodwill toward one's fellow man, of brotherhood, mutual help, of love. Our Community Chest contributions will go to the needy only in the sense that we are all needy at some time in some way. Children need the shelter of home and loving care. Boys and girls need helpful outlets for young energies. Old age needs comfort and kindness. Everyone may at some time need Red Feather services. Their presence in your community means that your needs and those of your neighbors will be met. There is another important thing that we need. We need to demonstrate to ourselves and to the world that unity and goodwill are not just words, that they really work and mean what they say. In your own hometown, the success of the Community Chest campaigns is convincing proof that they do. Here you will find the very elements of unity toward which the United Nations are even now patiently striving. In your community chest campaign, you will find people of all religious creeds, all political parties and racial backgrounds, in all walks of life, united in a common purpose. Here, indeed, people find common ground. They forget the many small things that divide them. They remember the one great thing that unites them, their common humanity. As President of the United States, I urge prompt, wholehearted, and universal support of your local community chest and USO campaign. Let us set the rest of the world an example in community cooperation. Let us all give, and give generously in response to these two great appeals.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is Ellsworth A. Roberts. As National President of the Community Chests of America, I know that all over this country tonight, the men and women who have volunteered to conduct these great campaigns for human welfare have listened to your words of encouragement and leadership. I am sure that tomorrow they will redouble their efforts for the benefit of everyone in and from their communities, including the men, women, and children who look to the Red Feather Services for comfort, protection, and guidance, and to the USO services for good fellowship, cheer, and entertainment. Your words tonight will stimulate each of us to do our utmost to make these campaigns succeed for the benefit of millions of Americans. We are happy that these services continue to receive their inspiration from the President of the United States.
You have heard the President of the United States and Mr. Ellsworth A. Roberts, President of the Community Chests and Councils, speaking in behalf of this year's appeal for funds for the Community Chests and United Service Organizations. The program came to you from the White House in Washington. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
How medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat irritating tars than the new, smoother, better tasting Raleigh.
Cigarette program starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. 903, right?
903, Red.
Good.
So you look a little worn out. What have you been doing?
Well, I've been shopping. I went to three meat markets.
Did you get anything?
Yeah, I got three steaks, four pork chops, and a few other post-picture cards. Picture postcards. You know, all I got was a lot of fresh air and a hysterical laugh from the butcher. Hey, you know, I must be getting funnier.
Really?
Yeah, I said to the butcher, I said, I like a nice leg of lamb. I tell you, I thought the guy would die laughing.
Well, butchers are getting independent nowadays.
You said it, boy. They don't take orders from anybody. After seeing what a dollar steak looks like, I know what they mean by small fry now.
You know, I wish the old days would return. I remember when $2 would get you half a cow.
Yeah, now for $2, the butcher will give you a quick smell at the meat hook. Look, I know one butcher that's selling meat so high that every time he opens the icebox door, the tongue gives him a Bronx cheer.
See, remember the old times how the butcher used to give you a short pound by putting his thumb on the scale?
Yeah, but they don't do that anymore, though. Somebody'd wrap up the thumb. meat nowadays, you know.
Well, I hear in some places people are eating horse meat.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No wonder I ran for the bus this morning and caught it in 130 flat.
Well, you haven't been eating horse meat.
I don't know. Now I come to think of it, what he wrapped up was in a racing form.
You say you went to three markets?
Yeah, the second place, everyone was so desperate I didn't go in. I saw one guy eating his wallet because it was stamped genuine cowhide.
Oh, no.
No kidding, my mother's been trying to fry the buffalo on a nickel. Joking, there was one lady standing there looking at a lamb chop and her mouth was watering so bad it caused a flood in Texas.
Red, things aren't that bad.
Don't you kid yourself. One butcher shop I looked into, I was afraid to go in. I saw two coal miners putting ketchup on the butcher.
Well, what happened at the third
market? I'm proud of that. They ain't in here.
What happened at the third market?
Well, nothing. I think it was a black market. $1.10 per pound for T-bone.
Well, that's not bad for a T-bone.
Yeah, but for $1.10, I like a little meat on the bone.
Oh.
I'll settle for some synthetic meat myself.
Well, I've been eating Spam.
Spam? You mean Sabotage M1?
Well, have you ever had Spam?
Hmm?
Say, have you ever had Spam?
No, I was a colonel in the Army. Let me give you a little tip. Careful how you use that word around the veterans, see? There's some of them not quite as understanding as others. You know.
Boys ate a lot of it, huh?
Ate it?
Uh-huh.
Supposed to eat it? No wonder that girl in Italy was so friendly.
Now, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Star of Benedict Bogue's picture, Diary of a Chambermaid, Paulette Goddard says, quote,
I saw the facts with my own eyes, and it's true. Medical science has proved no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars, than the new Raleigh. From now on, Raleigh is my choice.
Right, Paulette Goddard. Those tests were based on a method used by the United States government. So, friends, enjoy the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. And remember, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars. So, no other is safer to smoke than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Anita.
903, Red.
And now Anita Ellis will sing the September song.
Precious days I'll spend with you.
check in, isn't it? 903, Bud.
903, Red.
Tonight, for Volume 2 of the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, the story is about people who feel the things they do is unimportant.
Our characters are fictional. If they resemble anyone close to you, get away from them quick. Chapter 10 is entitled, To the Store and Back. Have you ever heard someone say, nothing ever happens to me, nothing ever exciting's happened to me? Well, if you can just keep them talking for about 10 minutes, you'll discover that there isn't anything that hasn't happened to them. And so it is with Junior, the mean little kid.
Hello? Oh, Joe, I was about to call you. Has Junior been there? He has. He did. He did? Oh, you were going to have the store redecorated anyhow. And he was 25 cents short? Well, thank you for giving him the groceries anyway. Oh, I wonder what's keeping him so long. Maybe he's lost. Oh, I mustn't think things like that. I've had my good luck for this week.
Woo-hoo! Grandma, Total Warwick home.
Yeah, I got home early, too.
Where did you go?
Just to the grocery store and right back. I went to the grocery store, and there's a big line of people there watching the turkey get dressed. You know, I bet that old turkey would get embarrassed to death, you know.
Well, did you get the groceries?
Yeah. Most of them got me with a wagon outside the door.
Most of them?
Yeah.
Where are the rest?
Inside me.
What did you eat? The box of cookies or the chocolate bar?
Both.
I don't know who causes me the most trouble, you or your grandfather.
Well, I would say it's about 50-50. You have to put it close to bed every night, you know. Which reminds me, Grant was out all night, wasn't he?
Your grandfather got home at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, but he was out.
That's enough.
Boy, them groceries sure was heavy.
They weren't either.
Well, then I wasn't bow-legged when I left there, you know.
By the way, did you get your grandfather's paper?
No, they were all out of racing for him. So I got him a comic book. I love comic books. That's where they preview the Army's new secret weapons, you know.
And, did you get your grandfather's medicine?
Yes, I did, but that's the first cough syrup I've ever seen in a pinch bottle.
Now, never mind. Yeah. It's sure this cough, didn't it?
Yeah, it's sure this cough, but give him a dandy taste of hiccup. Oh, look what I got for your cocoa. Look. Colored marshmallows, ain't they pretty?
They aren't marshmallows. They're powder puffs.
They are? Well, no wonder they were so tough. Here, let me carry something, Grandma. Now, don't you strain yourself. Here, I'll carry the bottle of milk.
No, I'll carry it.
No, I'll carry it.
Junior!
Okay, go ahead, you carry it. Carry this package over here.
Junior! Oh. Stop tearing the bottom out of that grocery bag.
Well, I relax. I only want to see what's inside of it. Well, what do you know? It's empty. And it felt so heavy a while ago.
Now you're going to get it.
You hit me. You got me up from here.
What's the tomorrow?
You'll find out in court.
Speaking of court, maybe you'd better get a lawyer.
What?
The man at the grocery store told me that you were 25 cents short.
Oh, he did he?
Yes, he did.
That man at the grocery store seems to get pretty free and easy with his loose talk. You better watch his step or he's going to find mothballs in his rock candy again.
Julia, did you lose the quarter?
What do lose mean?
You know what it means.
It's a fib. I didn't steal that. May I never live to put more itching powder in Grandpa's store teeth if I did. I didn't do it now, really.
You don't have ways to make you tell what happened to
me. Oh, no, no, no. Not the hairbrush again.
Get up off the
floor. Don't beat me.
Stop banging your head on the floor. Do you want to wear out the rug?
You just don't trust me, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You know you don't. You just compare with a friend, that's all.
Oh, bless your little heart.
You're a bloody little heart.
Don't cry. Come, tell Grandma what happened to the quarter. Now, you know we need every cent nowadays to meet the higher cost of living, Junior.
Oh, you don't have to meet it. Nowadays, it overtakes you.
If you tell the truth, there's an awfully good picture playing at the Idle Hour movie.
Double feature?
Yes.
Peter Lawford?
Yes.
Murder mystery?
Yes.
Live shooting?
Yes.
Wouldn't walk across the street this time. They're too noisy. They're keeping me awake, they does, you know.
Julia, you're sure you only went to the store and right back?
Yes, and I lost the quarter.
Well, suppose we go back over the same path that you took to the store and then come back home. Maybe we'll find that quarter. Come on. Are you sure you came this way?
Yes, because there's a little mud puddle that I pushed that mean little kid in. He fell into it when I pushed him.
Oh, no. You're kidding me.
You just keep laughing, kiddo. You see that crummy little...
You mean, dog. Junior, you accidentally brushed against someone and they fell into the poodle?
Yes, the poodle. No, that's all right. You can say poodle. It's been raining cats and dogs out. Yes?
Did you push the little boy into the mud puddle? Yes.
Hey, Grandma, when I old enough to go to school, let's both ever start together, huh? Yes, I pushed him.
You pushed him in with his good clothes on?
Well, he didn't have time to take them off.
Now, why did you have to go out of your way to do a thing like that?
Well, it was only a block out of my way, you know. And I saw the poodle there, and I wanted to push him in.
And you told me you just went to the store and right there.
Oh, well, I didn't think you wanted all the gruesome details, you know.
Careful crossing the street, Junior.
No, I will, because there's a lot of tourists here from out of town. And they're not used to these California drivers, you know.
Oh, look, there's been an automobile accident.
Yes.
Look at those three cars all jammed together.
One on top of each other. Look like a Detroit totem pole, don't they?
Goodness, Junior, how did you ever get across the street in safety?
Oh, it was easy. I just blew my police whistle, and they stopped the cars and everything. Watch, I'll show you how it works. Look at that Chrysler Town and Country all over the city.
Yes, give me that pistol.
Oh, you think you can do better, huh? Take it, go ahead.
Oh, now here comes the policeman.
Now, he's an old friend of mine, he is.
Oh, it's you little monster.
All my friends call me by my middle name.
Look, Sonny, I thought I told you about blowing that whistle.
I didn't hear you tell him not to.
You weren't here when he caused that other accident.
Junior, come here.
No, 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 don't whip me. We're only halfway to the store. Goodness, wait till we get there and let me have it all at once.
You mean I have more surprises to look forward to?
Well, unless you're not the practical type of a person, yes.
Look, lady, you better keep him off the street or I'm going to run him in.
I don't care. Lock me up. I don't care. Put me in a jail. I don't care. Feed me on bread and water. Tie the key to me cell on a rabbit's foot and turn him loose. Put me in a chamber and give me the old cyanide pill. I don't care.
Oh, no.
Oh, what's the matter?
I scared me, sir.
Come on. Oh, are you going to get it?
No. I got it coming to me, though. But if I get my whip, I won't get a whipping.
What whip?
The one I made when I spit on that horseshoe I found and threw over me shoulder.
You threw a horseshoe over your shoulder?
Yes. Careful you don't cut your feet on that broken glass there, Brian.
Oh, there you are.
Is this your grandmother?
Yes, I am. Why do you ask?
Don't talk to her. She's not very friendly, Grandma.
Junior, now you apologize to that lady.
She don't want an apology. She wants some mazuma. That's what she wants.
To be exact, $45 to replace that window he broke.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Well, I didn't break it all. Just that little hole in the middle part.
Junior, I'll have to pay you for the damages later.
Oh, let her stew. She insulted me. She said I was so spoiled I wouldn't keep till morning. Come on, let's go. We'll try to find the quarter.
Oh, no. No, I'm afraid to take another step.
No. Uh-oh. He's still there. Come on, Grandma. Let's cross the street. Them bells hurt me ears, say that.
Since when have bells on ice cream wagons disturbed me?
No, I don't know. Just sort of come on sudden like. I just can't find a bell, you know.
Ice cream. Nice tootie fruity.
Yeah, with more tootie than fruity, though.
Oh, howdy, little boy. Well, are you back for another one?
Another one?
Tattletale.
Boy, does that kid like ice cream. He ate 5 bars without stopping.
Not too loud.
Junior.
Hmm?
Did you hear what the man said?
Yes, I heard him.
He did.
You heard him too, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I heard him.
With both my ears.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, who are you going to believe, me or your ears?
25 cents worth of ice cream.
Oh, it won't hurt him. Ice cream is good for kids. Yep. It'll make them healthy and give them rosy cheeks.
Yeah, well, you stick around, bub. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Remember, we'll all be back with you next Tuesday at this same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and don't forget the community chest. The boys are still in the service. They did a job. We can't forget them. Bye now. Thanks for listening.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all 5 counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness, deep down satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel, leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes. Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home, sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Yes, a favorite with college men, servicemen, businessmen. Men everywhere who appreciate quality pipe smoking. Try Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
903, Rod.
903, Red. Brown and Williamson invite you to other good listening during the week. Listen to People Are Funny next Friday night and join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
And 903.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.